You're listening to The Naked Scientists. Now it's time to get back to our kitchen science. We've heard from a few people on what they think the best way of building a bridge might be. John in Peterborough thinks a concertina would be a good thing to go to. In Second Life, we've heard from Troy McLuhan, who says it could be a triangle cross-section. And Dali Waverider thinks it could be corrugated. So shall we go and find out what's going on?
Welcome back to Kitchen Science. Today we're making bridges out of a single sheet of paper. Now, we've made ourselves a chasm using two ordinary box files. They're 21 centimetres apart. So, Dave, we tried this earlier. We laid a sheet of paper across the chasm and it fell in pretty much under its own weight. But you think that you're going to be able to hold quite a bit of weight with paper. So why didn't that work?
Well, the problem is not that paper's weak. The problem is that paper's flexible. And so if you're trying to make a beam out of a piece of paper, it just bends and falls down. And the reason why paper is so flexible is essentially because it's so thin. What happens when you bend something is the outside of the curve gets stretched slightly and the inside of the curve gets slightly compressed. The only way something can resist being bent is by being very stiff and resisting this extension, this compression.
And because it's so thin, it means that the difference between the extension and the compression is really small. And so there's no resistance.
Yeah, that's right. And the trick to making a good strong beam is to make it deeper without weakening it in another way.
One thing that does look like it does a very good job of making it deeper is you folded the paper into a square. It has a square cross section.
That's right. We can give this a quick test.
So we'll put this across our bridge and we have our plastic bottle and we'll tie that on. So this is just the plastic bottle. We haven't put any water in just yet. Now, it's holding the bottle easily. It's looking very good, actually. Now, let's pour some water in and see how well it does. Ah, right. That didn't take very long before it folded flat and then fell down, and that would have really made a rubbish bridge. How much weight did it take?
It took 146 grams of water. The problem it had was that squares have a weakness, and that's that you can take a square and turn it into a parallelogram without changing the length of any of its sides. So all it did is it sort of folded over sideways, turned into a parallelogram, at which point it goes weak, and then it collapses.
How can we improve on that?
Well, one way of avoiding the failure mode of the square is to make a triangle instead, because a triangle can't collapse sideways, so we can try a triangle.
Okay, so this one is again made from a single sheet of paper, but in cross-section it's folded into an equilateral triangle, probably about 5 centimetres on each side, and it easily takes the empty bottle. But now let's see how much water it can take. And there it goes.
So this takes about 290 grams of water. Not bad.
And much better than the square cross-section we had.
Well, the problem with this beam was that the big flat sides of the triangle were essentially too flexible. They can still bend in the way that a normal sheet of paper does, and that made it quite weak. Now, another shape which is quite commonly used for building things with, which avoids that problem, is the tube. Now, the advantage of a tube is because you've already bent it in one direction, the paper can't bend in another direction. In order to do that, it would have to change its length, and so this should make it quite strong.
OK, so let's just roll a bit of paper up into a tube. Again, a single sheet of A4 paper, and we'll just tape it closed to stop it from unrolling while we're putting our weight on it. Let's see how well this does, see how much weight it can take. Right, as you're doing that, I can see from the sides that it's sort of going elliptical. It's starting to flatten itself out, but it's taking a lot of water. Good catch, Dave. OK, so it eventually went, it seems to have taken a lot of weight. How much is there, Dave?
That's about 1.2 kilos.
So really, rolling it into a tube makes a really big difference.
Yes, it does. Although even that wasn't ideal, because the problem was the tube wasn't being loaded the way tubes like to be loaded. If you've got a tube, it's really good at supporting a compressive force, a squashing along its length. That's because in order for it to fail, it's got to bend. For it to bend, some part of the paper's got to get longer than it was before, and paper doesn't stretch, it's very strong. So you can actually squash a tube and apply really quite large forces to it, and it won't break. The trick is to come up with a design where the tubes are always in compression, and one trick is to make a triangle out of tubes.
Now, Dave prepared this earlier on in true Blue Peter tradition, and this is two tubes of paper, each made from less than half of a single sheet of A4 paper, and they are sellotaped together at the top, and then across the bottom, there's just a strand of paper, which hasn't been folded, it's just flat. And now he's standing it up on our bridge, so this is either going to be a big wet mess or a glorious success. When you're ready, you can let go. And that's actually easily taking the 1.2 kilos that the single tube took. And this is, again, a single piece of A4 paper. Our bottle is already nearly full, but I'll just add a bit more water to see if it can take it. And that's right up to the edge. If I put any more water in, it will overflow. Dave, that's a brilliant structure. That really works well.
Oh, I can even pull down quite hard, as well as the nearly 2 kilos on the end of it. It's not going anywhere.
Okay, so this is the trick of using the right properties in the right places. We're using the tubes under compression, which they're really good at, and the bit across the bottom is under tension. And as you said earlier, paper's actually very strong, so the tension won't give way either. Is this why we see similar shapes, these triangular structures of tubes, in real bridges?
That's right, real bridges and lots of buildings as well. But yes, a triangle where all the corners aren't rigidly attached to each other, the tubes are always in compression. You can work everything out, you can design everything beautifully and make a very, very strong white structure.
I think people should give it a go at home.
That's right. If anyone wants to have a go, see if you can beat 2 kilos with a sheet of paper across a gap and not too much sellotape. That's cheating.
Okay, so no cheating, but please send in your photos and your designs for bridges made of a single sheet of A4 paper and let us know how much weight they can take. We'll put them all on the website at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, and why don't you see if you can build the strongest bridge? We'll be back with more Kitchen Science very soon.
So please do send us any pictures or designs for single sheet A4 bridges. See if you can suspend more than the 2 kilograms we managed to over a 21 centimetre gap. And Dave was confident that his last design could take double the water we were able to weigh. So perhaps you can have a go at beating him and designing an even better bridge. We'll put everyone's ideas on the website at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. And next week, Dave is live in the studio with a really simple experiment. All you need is a strand of uncooked spaghetti.
Well, that's sadly all we have time for this week. Many thanks to Robert Kennicott, Rupert Saw and Stephen Gage for joining us on the show. And also thanks to Sean Fitzgerald for sharing his story with us. Thanks to our production team, Diana O'Carroll, Mira Senthilingam, Tom Simpkins and Dave Ansell. And finally, thanks to all of you at home for listening. Next week is one of our Q&A shows, so get all of your science questions and your spaghetti ready. As usual, if you've got any questions for us, get them into chris@thenakedscientists.com. And if you'd like to hear the show again or catch up with any old shows that you've missed, you can download the Naked Scientist podcast for free from thenakedscientists.com/podcasts. So have a great week and goodbye.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.